Before we get on to Newmarket and your September tour, I've got to ask, how's your new daughter Amelia doing?
Oh, mate, she is a superstar. She's, you know, she's sleeping through, she's happy. Honestly, I keep saying to Emily, you have no idea. She's a dream child, you know?
And, I mean, how old is she now?
She's 6.5 months, but surprisingly, she weighs half, a bit over half the weight of my 7-year-old daughter.
Really?
I can't believe it. She's eating a lot, and it's great.
It's good. She's happy. She's healthy. That's the good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And obviously, you've got a wedding to plan for next year as well.
Well, it's not next year. I mean, what we've done, because it's a bit strange, not strange, but we got engaged, but it was always going to be about 2 years after the engagement. We've only been engaged 6 months, so it's not next year. It will most probably be the year after that.
So you've got a bit of time yet?
Yeah, we've got time, yeah.
Obviously, you're coming to Newmarket Nights very soon. Obviously, you've played race courses before. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, absolutely. I've performed at Newmarket before, and it's an incredible place to perform because, you know, everyone's in such a good mood. Well, people that have won on the horse races are usually in a good mood, but it is, the whole day is a great atmosphere. And, you know, I've performed there before with parts of a band, sometimes a couple of musicians, but this time we've got a whole 10-piece band. I mean, it's something completely different. It's just going to be so entertaining. We've got a 3-piece horn section, so even doing songs that people know, like Mysterious Girl, when you've got a 3-piece horn section doing that song, it gives it a whole new feel. It's fantastic.
So you think you know what you're going to get, but you're going to get some surprises.
Yes, because what I'll do is, even though this new album I've done, which is swing, blues, rock and roll, jazz, even though it's all new songs, so people won't know them because I wrote them with a friend of mine. But what we'll do is, instead of just playing all those songs, every time we do a swing song, we'll then throw in a swing song that everybody knows. And if I do a blues song, we'll throw in a blues song that everyone knows. So you will constantly be entertained with music that you'll love and that you'll, you know, remember.
Tell me a bit more about this new album. As you say, it's a mix of some really popular music styles.
Yeah. It's swing, jazz, blues, rock and roll. It's all the sort of elements that I grew up loving. I mean, blues was my favourite, to be honest. But to be able to sort of do an album of original material with that, it's just great.
Looking forward to getting out there and just performing it.
Absolutely.
And obviously you've got a UK tour which starts in September as well. I think you're coming back this way to the Ipswich region.
Yes, so that's going to be indoors. But people who come to the show will get an idea. People who come to Newmarket will get an idea of what this is going to be like, what the concert's going to be like. And it's just, honestly, it's an hour and a half of just entertainment. Really good fun night for everybody.
I mean, you're really busy at the moment. You've got the tour, you've got the new album, you've got TV shows such as Makeover. I mean, I think you were in Bury St Edmunds last week, the week
before. That was amazing. The crowd was amazing.
So, I mean, how do you fit it all in? Because obviously you've got a new family as well.
I don't. Do you know what? I'm just grateful that I get to work, to be honest. I don't really know how I've managed to be allowed to do all of this stuff. But as long as the audience want me to do it, I'm going to do it. And I do find a way to balance it because, you know, some people work 9 to 5 in an office, but my 9 to 5, I could do 4 different things in that time. You know, I'm lucky enough to be able to do interviews, and then I can go and do stuff for the coffee shop, then I can go and do stuff for, you know, so I'm constantly busy, but it really is great.
And I read somewhere, and I couldn't believe this, I don't know if this is true, is it 24 years in the business now?
I know, can you believe it?
Where's it going? 24
years, and I had a good chat with Anton Beck about this, and I said, can you believe it, guys? If you look, we were sharing the same apartment block 20-odd years ago.
Really?
In Fulham. And now look at us. I mean, those guys are just, you know, they've hit the stratosphere. But, you know, we've all done just great.
Did you know them kind of when you were sharing that tower block? I mean, did you
Yeah, we were. They were PJ and Duncan then. They lived underneath us. So I was on the floor above them.
Were they noisy, or did they complain about your noise?
They complained about my noise. We joke about it now. I used to throw the parties and stuff. Well, I don't do that now. I'm a bit boring now.
Was it because they never got invited to the parties? Do you think they were complaining about the noise, or did?
No, not at all. I just, you know, it was different then because everyone was competing with each other because it was music, you know. But I now, like, I love those guys. I think they're superb. I think they've done so incredibly well, and I really admire them.
Last question. Any message for the fans who are coming along to see you at Newmarket or at Ipswich?
Yes, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Make sure you come down and get ready for a good night. And I'm going to give you songs that you know, both of mine and both of other people, and you are going to love it. Get ready to have a great night.
Excellent. Peter, as always, thanks ever so much for your time, and
you too,
enjoy the rest of your day. All the best. Bye.
Bye-bye, mate.